I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, Sally's feeling inspired to sing. You gonna roll the R's?
No, that's your thing. I do want to get back out there, though, Yankees. We had a lot of fun.
We're going back out there, especially since I found the ring. Now we're welcome back. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been welcome back. We'll get back out there. Don't worry, Sal. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers take on Tampa at the stadium on Saturday, April 20th. Right now, we'll do caller 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win. And it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. And make sure you guys check in again tomorrow, obviously, here. BT and Sal on The Fan. Same time, another shot to win more Yankee tickets. 877-337-6666 is our number. Back to the calls. Primarily Met stuff after the great win last night. Yeah, I read an outstanding article yesterday. And I would really encourage, I would direct everybody, CBSSports.com. Just go to their, you know, their baseball section. It's about the rash of pitching injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I think you'll find this somewhat interesting. I don't need to belabor it, but I want to point one thing out, right? So they break it down into four components. The pitch clock, which I don't think is an issue. I know some people do. Verlander said it's not. He spoke yesterday. I don't think it's a pitch clock. That's one. The other thing is max effort exertion.
That's definitely
that's
huge. A part of it.
Huge.
Sticky stuff.
Yeah, the third one was foreign substances chasing spin rate. Okay. The more tackified, the better chance to get spin. Right. The more spin, the more torque and snap, higher propensity to get hurt. And the fourth one, I think it really hit me. Now, a couple of years ago, I don't know that it would have resonated the same way because my son was only 3, 4, 5 years old a couple of years ago. The specialization at the amateur level. Right?
Now, what does that mean, specialization?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So there's a lot of different umbrellas, right? And a lot of you listening right now, Hoff's been through this and going through this with his boys, and my son does this. There's USABL, which is very competitive, right? Primarily in Jersey. Then there's Perfect Game, which is the top. It's the absolute top industry leader for amateur baseball, right? And my son plays there as well. And you look at... Now, he hasn't done it yet because he just turned 9 in the event. He only played in one event out in Houston. But they didn't have the radar gun up when he was pitching. But what they do is if you go to Perfect Game, I'll show you during the break his actual profile. But you go to other profiles, it shows how hard you're throwing and the percentile in which you rate. So while my son plays a lot of short, but he pitched a little bit as well. So let's say he was, just throwing it out there, 51 miles per hour, right? Now, as a dad, you're looking at that and you're saying, all right, well, what does it really mean contextualized with the other kids who are 9 and 10 years old around the world? Well, if I would say at age 9, 51% is probably in the top 80-ish percentile, right around there.
51 miles an hour.
Yeah, 51 miles from 46 feet, right. 50 miles per hour, 51 on the gun, whatever it might be. But as a dad, you and I understand this as a competitor, you look at that and you're like, well, let's say it was the 37th percentile. What are you going to do? You're going to try to rectify it. So what do? You chase velocity because you don't know any better because you're looking at a stupid, meaningless number that has no impact on a nine-year-old kid. So I'm gonna try to do this with my son, and I hope I don't fail. And it's going to be hard not to. If you are worried about your son's mile per hour reading at the age of 9 or 10 or 11, you are out of your mind. Get a grip. No one's getting a full ride this weekend in Staten Island or any other perfect game tournament. You got to protect these arms. And the other problem is, too, the better players play for multiple teams. And the better players who are multiple teams, every coach wants them to pitch.
Right, but don't
you got to tell the coach, no, my son pitched 3 days, you're not pitching them all.
To me, it's a bigger problem with baseball where they chase the guys with high velo as opposed to pitchers. And so because of that, players themselves, whether they start at a young age or not, want to get noticed and they want to throw the ball through the gym. You know, they want to throw the as hard as you possibly can.
Right through the wall.
Exactly, right through the wall. And that is going to lead, and it has led to injuries.
Already has.
So why would, until baseball gets smart and says, you know what, you can keep the guy who throws 102 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour, give me the guy that throws 95 but gets people out, has movement on his pitches,
yes,
and stays in the games to pitch, meaning
yeah,
that you want him healthy. Like, it's just, it's obvious to me what's going on. I do think the...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sticky stuff would be the second part of that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just an obvious thing, and pitchers have complained about it. You need some kind of grip on the baseball. Imagine if it's just slick and you're trying to throw it, you can't get a good grip.
For sure.
It's not right.
No, I don't.
Throwing a baseball is not a natural thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
For multiple people, for the batter and for the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So sticky stuff should be allowed to be able to get a good grip on it. Now, to what extent?
Well, that's where it gets very...
Yeah, but of course, like everything
else.
Let
me see your hands. It doesn't feel that sticky. Well,
but,
do you have a device out there with you measuring the stickiness? No, you're grabbing flesh
right, and
determining from human being to human being, is it too sticky?
But that's the problem.
Think about that.
It's the problem with everybody and everything. The reason... There used to be stuff put in baseball for a reason. It was so pitchers can have control of the baseball. Naturally, what happens, pitchers take it too far.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having just control, now they take it to maximize their spin rate
yep, and
alter the baseball and doctor the baseball and cheat with it.
Yes.
So now baseball has to step in and police it and say, well, you can't do that. And now pitchers are complaining, well, we need some kind of grip. Well, if you didn't cheat in the first place, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you fix it? Bottom line is, it's a major problem for the sport. And to me, it would change the way that I am looking to build a team. If I'm Steve Cohen, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I know Gerrit Cole's been the exception, but I am not investing big money in pitching, especially high-octane pitching, because it's going to break.
You're probably right. I mean, and it's not just baseball, Sal, although, again, it's a very interesting article. It's on CBSSports.com. There's four bullet points I gave you what they are. Something else I learned, I didn't even know this, and... And I thought I would have because I studied kinesiology. I had the actual surgery. I learned in the article that the ulnar collateral ligament doesn't fully mature until the age of 26.
Mm.
And I was just kind of thinking puberty shortly thereafter. No, 26 is when the ligament is thought by.
So what does that mean?
It means the more you tax it, even in when you're 22, 23. You know, I mean, there's still that torque and those sliders and those nasty explosions, and not to mention full exertion. It's very dangerous. I think that you're right about full exertion, but I really think it's an epidemic that goes down to the youngest level.
Well,
I really do.
I didn't see
a radar. Now, I know I'm 50 years old. I didn't see a radar. They weren't, unless it was a scout coming to, we didn't have radars in college.
Right.
They got radars on nine-year-olds.
Well, Nolan Ryan threw hard. But he threw every day hundreds of pitches when you think about it. Like, there was no pitch count, and yet he was able to survive. So it can't...
Same with Tom Seaver.
Right, so it can't all just be about high velo.
It's not.
But maybe for certain guys, which made them stand out back then, they were... It came easier to them. They're throwing with their legs. You look at Nolan Ryan and how Seaver is built.
You beat me too.
Yeah,
keep going.
The lower part of their bodies. Now these guys look at Jacob DeGrom. Rail thin.
Yep. Chris Sale, rail thin.
Strider's got a little bit of that low build to him. But not Seaver or Nolan Ryan.
Or Clemens-like.
But those guys, BT, we could pick out a handful of guys who threw that hard back then. Now, it's like you're not in the majors if you don't throw 99 or 100.
To the point where I always look at the radar gun because I always want to see what pitch was thrown. You could tell slider, you could tell changeup, but sometimes like the four-seamer versus sometimes it's a little tough to tell. And whether it's the Mets or Yanks, I look up all the time to see. And I got to tell you, when I see, it's flipped. When I used to see 98, I'm like, oh, this guy's got some cheese.
Yeah, now it's like
now if I see 94, I'm like, wow, he's got nothing. He's
throwing pus.
I'm sitting there with my son the other night saying, the guy's throwing 93. And I'm like, he's a soft tosser.
It's wild. It's a problem, though, for the sport. And the way that I would combat the problem if I'm a team, I would not. I don't care who it is. I know the Mets, in particular, need free agent pitching. I'm not doing it. Draft, develop, try to do it the right way. Try to get pitchers. Try to build your team. Really invest in the lineup and hit.
Yep.
And hope that it works for pitching. But you can't invest big in starting pitching.
And let me give you
or
one
pitching
hint,
period.
And we'll get back to the calls. We'll get back. I know we have some stuff with Hoff coming up here. Mm-hmm. BT and Sal on the Fan. Long toss. Trust me.
Squats and long toss.
Well, you're talking a guy with pencil legs. I wasn't a big squatter. You want to keep that arm long toss. Absolutely long toss, and that you can do when you're 7, 8, 9 years old. You can do it your whole life.